Warning, the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast is rated M for mature audiences. If you're under the age of 50, you probably won't get most of his bad jokes and puns. The UFL wants you as a new recruit. Hey, are you ready for some spring football? The United Football League, the UFL, desperately wants you to become a fan this spring. The league's survival is going to depend on you, too. The UFL will kick off tonight, Friday night, with the same 8 teams from last season and another 10-game regular season schedule. This annual event is much like Charlie Brown and his chance to kick that football while Lucy holds the ball for him. The purveyors of spring pro football keep showing up every year with high hopes that America will finally fall in love with their game. Well, here's a quick test for you. Who won the UFL last season in 2024? Time's up. The Birmingham Stallions beat the San Antonio Brahmas 25-0 in the title game last June. How quickly we forget. The city of Birmingham, Alabama, has now claimed 3 straight spring pro football titles. Say that one fast. The first 2 came in the USFL, while last season's championship belt was earned in the recently merged UFL in 2024. The Birmingham Stallions were led by former Louisiana Tech football coach Skip Holtz in each of those 3 title seasons, and the Skipper returns this year, trying to bring his 4th straight spring football title to Birmingham. So let's now jump into the sports wayback machine and remember how the UFL began. The UFL, now entering year number 2, represents the merger of the former United States Football League, the USFL, and the XFL last year. You might remember the USFL is 100% owned by Fox Sports, and it started in 2022. And then the next year, the XFL reincarnated in 2023. Owned by WWE wrestling legend Dwayne The Rock Johnson and a few others, the XFL, which began originally in 2001, was brought back to life 2 years ago. And the two football leagues went toe-to-toe against each other in the spring of 2023. And both leagues lost a ton of money that year. In late 2023, the USFL and XFL ownership groups sat down, and then they hammered out a merger agreement. The two ownership groups remained steadfast, at least for now, that spring football can still become profitable. A significantly slimmed-down United Football League, the UFL, began play in 2024 with just 8 surviving teams. Those are the Arlington Renegades, Birmingham Stallions, DC Defenders, Houston Roughnecks, Memphis Showboats, Michigan Panthers, San Antonio Brahmas, and the St. Louis Battlehawks. After the merger of the two leagues into this new and improved 8-team UFL in 2024, only the St. Louis Battlehawks were a winner at the gate. The Battlehawks averaged over 34,000 fans per home game last spring. By comparison, the second leading team in home attendance last year was DC, with 14,000 paying customers per game. The 8-team UFL seemed poised to take off in 2024, but it didn't. 1 year ago, I reported that the very optimistic UFL was planning to expand from 8 teams into 12 this year in 2025. Well, that didn't happen. Those same 8 teams in the UFL begin play again this weekend. The combined UFL, though, has proven itself willing to learn and refine its approach as it goes along. In a very savvy financial move, the UFL made Dallas-Fort Worth its home base of operations. All 8 of the UFL teams practice at the same centralized facilities, and every weekend the UFL players jet away from DFW to their home cities to play weekly football games. The league seems to have negotiated rather reasonable lease terms at the football stadiums around the country in each of the 8 primary markets, and those facilities provide a comfortable football environment for local fans. The UFL's television coverage has been impressive too. Fox and ESPN and ABC have carried the majority of UFL games on their flagship networks, and viewers can easily find all 4 of the league's games every weekend. Unfortunately, weak in-stadium attendance has looked bad on television. Even though the Spring League saw a slightly improved level of TV viewership last year, the UFL's rookie season of 2024 likely lost a lot of money for its owners. Absent a miraculous improvement for in-stadium attendance this year, the UFL's business model was centered on attracting significantly more television viewers in 2025. Last year, more than 800,000 viewers watched the average UFL game. Increased television viewership in 2025, though, could grow the ad revenue enough to cover the league's operating expenses for the very first time. And speaking of expenses, the UFL pays its players about $6,000 per week for a 10-week regular season. With 50 players on each team, that amounts to a $3 million player payroll per squad. For those eight UFL teams, that amounts to $24 million a year. And the coaches and coaching staff cost money too. So let's generously say that the coaching staff is earning about $1.5 million per team this year, or $12 million spread out over eight teams. Now we're up to $36 million in expenses, and that's just for the players and the coaches. Those eight stadium leases aren't cheap either. Let's estimate about $100,000 per stadium for the four weekly games and 10 weeks of regular season competition. That adds another $4 million for the year, and we're now up to $40 million already. Don't forget the cost for those team flights to and from the weekly playing sites, the bus transportation, hotels, and food. They all add up. And of course, the league must pay for referees and security and other stadium personnel at the games. The annual cost for the football equipment and insurance, marketing, and other costs are significant. And don't forget about the cost of those weekly television broadcasts. But the UFL was very smart to farm out the cost of producing its weekly telecast to its two primary networks at Fox Sports and ESPN. To recoup those rather sizable costs, though, the two networks receive a percentage of the available advertising minutes from each game to sell their own spots. That trade-off minimizes out-of-pocket expenses for the UFL, but it also reduces the potential number of commercial ad sales by the league itself. And speaking of television, how does the UFL earn that television revenue? The TV advertisers generally charge a certain cost per 1,000 viewers. The industry refers to that as CPM. Network television coverage of football generally delivers a primarily male audience to advertisers in that prime buying demographic of ages 25 to 49. And that's why you'll notice so many ads during football games for vehicles and beverages and insurance and financial institutions. According to one source, the average NFL game last year fetched about $600,000 for a 30-second spot. Woo! But with an average NFL audience of nearly 20 million viewers, that equated to 3 cents per viewer or $30 CPM, or cost per thousand. Now let's apply that same formula to UFL games. Last year's 800,000 viewers per game times a $30 CPM would price their 30-second spots at $24,000. Now, with an estimated, let's say, 30 minutes of commercial availabilities in a game, last year's UFL telecast had the potential to generate as much as $1.44 million in revenue per telecast. With 40 televised regular season games, the UFL's maximum ad revenue may have approached $60 million last year in 2024. If television viewership were to rise 25% this year to 1 million per game, the UFL's potential ad revenue could climb another $12 million up to $72 million this season. That said, it is highly unlikely that UFL football games actually sell 100% of their commercial availabilities. So if you happen to notice a lot of promos filling the breaks this weekend, you're going to know that answer. Will America finally fall in love with spring football in 2025? The first UFL game of the season kicks off tonight, Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m. Central Time on Fox, as the St. Louis Battlehawks fly into Houston to play the Roughnecks. Fox plans to televise a UFL game every Friday night this spring. After losing the WWE SmackDown programs on Fridays, Fox is now hoping to build a regular audience in that time slot. Sports competition this weekend from the NCAA's March Madness men's and women's basketball games, along with that WWE SmackDown, which is now on the USA Network, are all going to work to hurt the UFL's Week 1 television rating. There will be a game Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time as the San Antonio Brahmas rumble into Arlington to play the Renegades on Fox. Then on Sunday, ESPN takes over with a doubleheader. The Michigan Panthers will visit the Memphis Showboats at 11 a.m. Central, followed by the D.C. Defenders hosting the Birmingham Stallions at 2 p.m. As if the UFL needed any additional bad press, the rumors do persist today that the league's players, who are unionized, might go on strike prior to the opening weekend of games. Yes, the players want the UFL owners to agree to pay for year-round insurance coverage rather than only covering the cost of insurance during their relatively short football season. So the UFL really does need you. If you like spring football, make it a point to watch the games on TV through mid-June. As we covered earlier, the UFL is counting on a significant growth in home television viewers to generate greater ad revenue in 2025. Otherwise, those owners, who have learned some rather hard financial lessons in recent years, might finally pull the plug after this spring's football season. The ball, or in this case the remote control, is in your hands. I'm Swamp Swami.